This podcast is brought to you by Julius Meinl Coffee. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
Club Focus.
Welcome back to the Geelong Region Soccer Show. My name's Steve Curtin, alongside me, Tonchi Prusak. Tonight's Club Focus, Geelong Galaxy United. We've just been in the boardroom with Branko Kristevski. Now we're going to move into the change room, or perhaps on the whiteboard or on the park. And we've got Bianca Solano-Vita on the phone. Bianca, are you there?
Speaking.
Hi, Bianca. Nice of you to join us and take some time out. I know you're very, very busy with all the trials happening at Stead Park. And speaking of the trials, how are they going? What's the calibre of players trialling at the moment?
It's fantastic. It's great to see, you know, some good talent, and we've got some fantastic numbers considering, you know, new board. I've just recently been appointed, and we only opened up the register of interest for the trials a couple of weeks ago, and we've had over 60 players come and trial over the last, or for each night for the last two nights. So it's been fantastic.
Is that a kind of a breakdown of what, 60 altogether? Is that right? Or how many 12s,
altogether?
14s,
so roughly, we've got 22 12s, 24 14s, and about 26, 27 under 16s.
Isn't that a fantastic number? Because normally with the 16s, that is such a difficult age group, isn't it? You kind of usually, like last year, for example, in the under 16 age category, there wasn't a division in Geelong because there wasn't enough teams and there wasn't enough players. But that seems to be like bucking the trend, and to get 20-plus players to the trials, that's a great number.
That's even from my own experience in football. You know, the numbers tend to drop off as they go through BCE and uni and exams and things like that. So that under 16s age group normally drops off. To have that actually increase and be more than an under 12, it's astounded me.
Now, Bianca, tell us a little bit about your coaching experience so far. I understand you've done some work both at clubs, including Preston and the all-conquering Calder United.
Sure. So I started my coaching about 6 years ago, coaching State League reserves and seniors and a thirds team at Kiwa. I was injured, wasn't able to return. I had a life-changing injury, so my career was over playing, even though I was over there getting a contract to play in America, so that was a bit sad, but that's okay. You move on to bigger and better things, so it took some couple of years out to just concentrate, you know, do some courses, educate myself. And I've always loved coaching. And even as a senior player, I've always helped out with juniors, assistant coaching, even from as way back as when I was in school, I was always helping the younger age groups coaching. So it made sense for me to give back to the game in which I loved and have always loved and played a big part of my life.
And your coaching education is still continuing at the moment. You're completing, is it your B license at the moment?
Yeah, so I've just got to do my assessments and one day left of my B licence, because when I did my B licence, I actually had a baby. So I've just got to go back and do one day and do my assessment, and you know, we move on. But we never stop educating. You know, I'm a coach educator myself on behalf of FFB, running, you know, skill mini roos, senior coaching community certificates to help educate other coaches, because it's a passion of mine and I really love it.
It's an interesting topic, and this is certainly one we'd love to maybe delve into with a variety of coaches. But you've come to Geelong. You're quite new. You've been in Geelong for, 9 months or so? So you're seeing it from a different perspective, I guess. But when coaches have done all these certificates and accreditations, and as you said, you're a coach educator as well, do you find then when you're like, that's the theory side, I guess, to an extent, the practical side, does all these courses and all that, does it help or does it not really help when you come up against, you know, a lot of teenagers and kids like that who, you know, parents will say, oh, you can throw out the textbooks out the window when it comes to parenting. Is that the same when it comes to coaching young soccer players, in particular young female players?
I think in terms of dealing with off-the-park issues, surrounding players and, you know, just the change of communication, is the way you communicate with a female player and a male player completely different. I've coached both male and female at NPL community. I was also the head of football at a private school in Melbourne before I moved to Geelong. So the way you communicate with the different age groups is relevant, and also whether they're male or female, it's different. So, you know, it's rewarding, but
in what way, Bianca,
you can't teach that.
Yeah, in what way? Maybe one example, for example, in what way do you communicate differently? Is it from a more emotive style? Is it more of a analytical style? Is it how just I'm really intrigued by this.
Okay. So basically coaching, like for me, you know, from school right through coaching a boys team or an NPL boys team, very direct in instructions, very, this is what I expect. I want an overlap, underlap, and then I want the shot in at goal. So it's a more direct approach. Give clear, quick instructions, and they generally understand and quickly do it. Whereas with the girls, they'll ask why all the time. Why are we doing this? And they've got a more analytical brain from my own experience. So they overanalyze, or they'll analyze everything as to why. So this is why I'm hoping to bring in video analysis with Galaxy to actually give snippets to play to players to show them what they've done at training and on game days to help them analyse their own football, and to also help me with the coaches become better at developing their footballers and teams.
Bianca, as a coach educator, do you find that emotional intelligence and personal interaction is something that some coaches or a lot of coaches will let themselves down in that area?
I believe so. I think it's something that's not taught, and it's not taught on these coaching courses, because we're trying to teach them the basic football knowledge, and the foundations being our FFA building blocks, being our curriculum, that the national curriculum. So that's, as a coach developer, that's what we're trying to teach them. We're not there to teach them the off the park stuff. But for me, I've been around long enough in football to know that, especially around female football, that the off-the-park stuff, mentorship, welfare, injuries, dealing with the nutrition, dealing with the psychological things that go on is so important, you know. And for me, it's as much as 25-30% important, because their performance is affected by everything else that goes on in their life.
Yes. I think this is one of the most fascinating interviews we've had for a long time on the Geelong Region Soccer Show, and I think it's because it gives an insight into a methodology of coaching that probably hasn't been discussed up until now. We've asked a few male coaches of women's teams, how do you approach it? And they say, oh, it's the same way as I approach the men, or same way as I coach the boys. It's not. It's not. Let's face it, it's not. And here's a very good reason as to why, you know, very, very good potential young female footballers should be coming to the Galaxy, because they will be under the direct mentorship of a TD who really knows her women's football, such as Bianca Celano-Witt. Bianca Celano-Witt, it's been a fantastic interview. What is your vision for Galaxy United in 2020?
So, obviously, I'm new to the position, so it's about, you know, we've got a new board, myself included. It's about redoing a new structure, rebuilding a really good development program to establish female footballers, to give a place for our Geelong girls to proudly come to develop, you know, the future footballers of tomorrow to become NTC players. We've had four NTC players this year that played at Galaxy for the 2019 season, accepted into the NTC program. So that's it. You know, that's already one footstep in the right direction, and I'd love to build that and, you know, help create this beautiful vibe that we've got here at this club, and to grow that and even strengthen it even more, to produce junior Matildas, to produce international footballers. That's my ultimate goal and dream over the next 3 to 5 years and for the future of Geelong Galaxy.
Well, Bianca, we wish you all the best in the new role, and I'm sure with that information that you've given us tonight at your disposal, that you'll do exceptionally well. And we look forward to speaking to you again in the future on the Geelong Region Soccer Show, to finding out how things are progressing at Geelong Galaxy United going forward as well.
Thank you.
Thank
it's
you.
Been a pleasure, and I look forward to speaking with you, you know, hopefully within the pre-season and early in the next year.
Yeah,
and
sounds
we
great.
Can get some local Geelong community come and support us and support in what we're trying to achieve. You know, even if that means coming to watch a training session or come down to a game, every tiny little bit of support is going to help this program work and help us grow.
Thank you, Bianca. Really appreciate that. Really appreciate once again your time and taking some time out from the trials. Good on you.
Great.
All the very best for 2020.